Welcome to our well-being podcast, Staying Resilient in Challenging Times. Resilience is the capacity to effectively manage stress and adversity. It comes from believing in yourself and your own innate ability to cope. Resilience is not a trait that people are born with. It involves behaviours, thoughts, and actions that can be learned and developed in anyone. It's human nature to resist change, particularly when it comes in the form of adversity or challenges. But change is inevitable, and developing the trait of resilience helps us not only survive change, but also learn, grow, and thrive within it. We're in strange times right now, and life is full of fear and uncertainty. We're currently having to get used to a new way of living and working, and although it's temporary, it's also challenging, and it's a change to what we're used to. What can we actively do to become more resilient in the face of adversity? Learn to take charge of your emotions. It's during the difficult times in life that your emotions tend to control your thinking. Mastering your emotions is about being both mindful and self-aware and realising that certain emotions are often misplaced. For example, a person may feel anxious or uncertain, but they may behave in an angry manner. The moment you learn to properly recognise and label these misplaced emotions, you gain clarity, you become more self-aware, and this self-awareness can help you take control of your emotions. When you feel a certain emotion, anger, fear, overwhelm, ask yourself, what is it that I'm really feeling? If you can learn to identify this, you can then focus on dealing with what's actually going on. Step back to gain a broader perspective. Widen your field of vision by reviewing the past and imagining the future. From this perspective, envision your goals and plans and consider how they might unfold into the future, until you discover a path that shows promise. Then give it a shot. If that one doesn't meet your goals, then don't hesitate to try another approach. A shift in perspective can help you see the situation from a new point of view and try out new solutions that make you more emotionally resilient in the future. Practice being okay with discomfort. When we are navigating a changing situation, most of us will feel somewhat unsure of ourselves. This is normal. Accepting yourself and your situation is a good place to begin. Calm the inner voices of fear, blame, or resentment, and resist the urge to create drama around the uncertainty. Appraise the situation from a balanced place, realizing that it's okay to feel genuinely uncomfortable at times. You'll build emotional resilience if you use this time to practice accepting yourself despite the discomfort you're feeling. Stay in the moment. Without realising it, we're often thinking ahead as to what may happen or thinking back as to what has happened. You have a limited amount of control over either of these. When things don't go according to plan, it's easy to start feeling anxious about the future, the what-ifs. Therefore, it's important to focus on the present moment and what's happening right now. This is where your control is. Worrying is in our nature. Human beings tend to focus on the negative. We think and obsess about all the things that go wrong, and we create a spiral of unhelpful thoughts. Without realising it, we tend to notice the negatives rather than the positives when facing an obstacle or major setback. Worrying about tomorrow takes away the positive aspects of today. So forget the things that are out of your control and focus your energy on what you can control. The simplest approach to practicing being present is to stop and ask yourself, what is happening now that I can actively control or change? Keep up with your routine. Most of us have a daily routine, but when we're faced with adversity, it's easy to lose that routine and in turn the structure of day-to-day life. Keeping a structured routine is important because it's something you can control when the unexpected happens to you. But it's difficult because your focus is on other things. When unexpected things happen in life, the uncertainty can leave us feeling anxious. The current situation we're in is a very good example. The restrictions that have been put in place are there to keep us safe and well. But it's a sudden change and we don't know how long it will go on for. This can leave some people feeling highly anxious, and when you feel that anxious, it's really hard to function effectively. We have very real worries every day, worrying about the virus itself, our work and finances, and the challenges of isolating at home, such as homeschooling, limited or no access to shops, and worries about families and friends. Keeping a daily routine and having a structure in place helps us to have some control in a situation that feels out of control. You're in control of your daily routine and how you choose to spend your time. Simple daily chores like making your bed in the morning, getting dressed, keeping a space organised, exercising every day and getting some fresh air can all help you keep a level of normality. Take a break. Sometimes life gets hectic and it's easy to feel overwhelmed and anxious. Anxiety can be managed by learning to take a break and recharge. Turn off your phone or laptop, read a book, meditate, or make contact with a friend or family member. Relaxing and recharging is important to keep a balance. When we're overwhelmed and tired, we tend to catastrophize and things often seem worse than they actually are. Taking time to relax helps us to keep things in perspective, which can then help us manage anxieties. If it's difficult to find time for yourself, schedule it in and stick to it. Try and avoid feeling guilty. We often feel guilty when we choose to do nothing. It feels indulgent, but it isn't. It's an important way of looking after your health and well-being. A challenge you can set yourself in addition to scheduling in time to rest and recharge is a day-to-day challenge you do something different, maybe just a different place to go or a different way of working or a different book that you're reading. Exercising or starting a meditation practice can also really help, but you may want to do something like starting a podcast or writing a journal or a blog. When we challenge ourselves to step out of our comfort zone, it helps us to build our confidence in ourselves and our ability to learn new skills and deal with new things. You could do this alone, or you could involve a family member or your children. Change your narrative. Managing resilience is often down to our personal narrative, or the story we tell ourselves. Our narrative has a big impact on how our lives unfold, and what differentiates those who bounce back from adversity from those who never fully recover from life's challenges. A person's narrative is their story, the story they tell about who they are and how they relate to the world. Our story is often set and sometimes doesn't change, even though we change. If you've had challenges or setbacks in life, they become part of your story, but they are just that. Part of your story. They're not the whole story and they don't define you. Resilient people learn to change and let go of stories that aren't helpful. These stories can keep you caught in the feelings or the beliefs about yourself that are holding you back. Your narrative shouldn't stay the same. It should change often alongside you and the natural changes that happen as you grow and develop. Focus on recreating a narrative that better represents who you are at the different stages of your life. Reframe your thinking. Reframing is a technique that refers to changing the way we view events so that we may experience them more positively and can find more helpful alternatives. Reframing is a skill that takes practice. It focuses on looking for solutions to a problem rather than experiencing stress or worry. Am I seeing the reality of the situation or am I catastrophizing? What other ways can I best interpret this situation? What can I learn from this challenge that will help me in the future? What can I do to achieve the best possible outcome? In addition to helping us come up with more positive solutions, reframing better enables us to cope with the challenges. And this is a key to resilience. There's an exercise you can do that helps you develop the skills necessary to become more resilient. This exercise challenges your automatic negative thoughts and invites you to replace them with more helpful positive thoughts. Think about a situation that causes you worry or stress. We could use the current situation we're all in with the coronavirus. What are your automatic thoughts? It may be worried thoughts around getting the virus and the impact that might have on you or your family, and around how long this pandemic and the restrictions will continue. How do these thoughts make you feel? They're likely to make you feel anxious and overwhelmed, maybe out of control, and possibly quite stressed. How can you replace these negative thoughts to try and present a more helpful situation? We've been advised to remain in our homes, wash our hands regularly, and practice social distancing. This will lessen your risk of catching the virus. We don't know how long it will go on, and we have no control over that, so there's little point in worrying about it. Be assured that this difficult time will pass, and we are capable of managing whatever it throws at us. We need to trust in our ability to cope, and remember that everyone is in the same position, and we'll all have their own worries. Healthy body, healthy mind. Your mind and body are intrinsically linked. A healthy body helps create a healthy mind. Increase your physical activity. Try to be active for at least 30 minutes every day. Exercise releases chemicals like endorphins and serotonin that improve your mood. If you exercise regularly, it can reduce your stress and symptoms of mental health conditions like depression and anxiety, and can prevent those developing in the future. Give your body the fuel that it needs. Your body's like a car. Food fuels your human engine. You wouldn't drive your car without fuel, but you expect your body to function correctly when you don't eat properly. Choose what you eat wisely. Try not to fill up on rubbish food with no nutrients. Eat plenty of whole grains, fruit and vegetables, lean meat and fish, and avoid processed food and sugars. Sleep well. Sleep is very important to ensure good mental health. It's as important to our health as eating, drinking, and breathing. It allows our bodies and brains to rest and repair themselves. Poor sleep is linked to physical problems such as a weakened immune system and mental health problems such as anxiety and depression. Try and ensure you keep a regular routine by going to bed and getting up at around the same time. Make sure you wind down before bed and the environment you're sleeping in is conducive to a restful night. Write a diary. If you have time on your hands, an interesting challenge is to write a diary of what you're eating, how often you exercise, whether you're sleeping well, and how you're using your time. If you write an honest diary, it's interesting to see in black and white where you could make healthy lifestyle changes. Resilience is like a modern day armour. It's the ability to adapt well to adversity, trauma, tragedy, threats, or significant sources of stress. Developing your resilience can help you to manage stress and feelings of anxiety and uncertainty that you will have to face in modern day life. And by learning to develop your own coping strategies, you will be better prepared to deal with the curveballs that life is and will continue to throw at you. Look after yourselves, and thanks for listening.